thrives. I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We mentioned how this is a big, huge couple of days for Southern Nevada and the state of Nevada. We've got the former president coming into Minden on Saturday. We got Ted Cruz here in town even as we speak. He'll have an event at 5:30 this afternoon. And then tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, Ronna McDaniel will be in our town and will be rallying candidates. 4735 South Durango Drive, Suite 140, a Republican candidates rally. Ronna McDaniel will join us in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get a chance to visit with her and find out what this rally is all about. And she's been in the news a lot just the last couple of weeks. She sued Clark County and ended up settling, I guess you would say, in a civil litigation. We're going to get a chance to visit a little bit later on with Rory McShane. He's a kingmaker. McShane LLC Political Consulting. We'll talk with him about his job and how it's going to get real busy over the course of the next 33 days. 33 days to Election Day. That's what we got. That's all there is. After that, there is, well, maybe there is more. Who knows, with this crazy mail-in ballot system. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ, where news is next.
Long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. North Korea has flown 12 warplanes near its border with South Korea, and the South reacted by scrambling 30 military planes. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The highly unusual incident has come just hours after North Korea fired two ballistic missiles into the sea. The North's warplanes consisted of 8 fighter jets and 4 bombers, which flew in formation by the border. South Korean officials believe they conducted air-to-surface firing drills. South Korea responded with 30 fighter jets and other warplanes of their own, though they didn't engage in any clash with the North Korean aircraft. I'm Karen Chamas.
A regional leader says 7 Russian rockets have slammed into residential buildings in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia.
An hour and a half before dawn, a series of loud explosions shook the center of Zaporizhia. Emergency services raced to deal with several direct hits on residential buildings. These were not military targets. On a broad avenue in the middle of the city, we found a gaping hole in an elegant 5-story apartment building. Rescue workers were picking their way through a pile of smoldering debris. These attacks come at a time when the Ukrainian army has made dramatic progress on 2 fronts, in the east and the south. But scenes like this in Zaporizhia serve as another stark reminder of Russia's ability to hit back.
BBC correspondent Paul Adams reporting. President Biden is pardoning thousands of Americans convicted of simple possession of marijuana under federal law as his administration takes a dramatic step towards decriminalizing the drug. The Biden administration claims the laws disproportionately impact people of color. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 346 points, the NASDAQ dropped 75, the S&P 500 lower by 38, oil up 69 cents to $88.45 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo. Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to...
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. This is a fluid situation and the numbers are changing, but at least 2 people have died and 6 people injured after reports of a stabbing near a strip casino late this morning. Police received reports of an incident in the 3100 block of Las Vegas Boulevard South. According to the Metro Police, other victims were transported to area hospitals with unknown extent of injuries. The suspect has been taken into custody, and there are road closures in that area. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis is out of a job as a district judge has ruled that Tellis can be removed because he's neglectful in his duties. Tellis has been in jail without bail since September 7th on a murder charge in connection with the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Last month, Clark County DA Steve Wolfson got the process started to remove Tellis from office. The public administrator makes $120,000 a year, and if that decision stands, Clark County Commission would appoint his replacement, and a new public administrator would take over in January, the winner of the November 8th general election.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for the police activity. It's on the Interstate 15 northbound Spring Mountain off-ramp. Also, the eastbound off-ramp is closed there at Spring Mountain. And Sands Avenue is also closed there at the Sands Convention Center. You can use Flamingo or Sahara instead.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
33 days from Election Day, 16 days away from early voting, and it's heating up. And this is definitely, Nevada is definitely a battleground state, and it is vitally important to Republicans in turning our country back into a red country again. We've got Ted Cruz in town today. We've got the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump, speaking in Minden up in northern Nevada on Saturday night. And tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., a big Republican candidate rally. And guess who's going to be there? The chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel. And she joins us now for a preview. Ronna, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Glad you're coming out to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah, always great to be with you and always excited to come to Las Vegas and even more excited about the candidates we have across the state in the House, Senate, and the gubernatorial race because I think we really can win in Nevada this year.
Can you talk a little bit about what you sense out there? You get a chance to see all the internal polling. We've seen a lot of the public polling, and it looks good for Republicans here in the state. But can you give us your perspective of where we are 33 days out?
I think the American people are really dialing in, and economy is the number one issue, and that encompasses everything from gas prices, which we know are the second highest in Nevada right now in the country, inflation from everything, your milk, your groceries, your rent. Everybody's paying more for everything, and I think people are saying the Democrats own this. Cortez Masto owns this. Sisolak owns this. Susie Lee owns this. They have had the reins of power in Washington for the past 2 years. The Democrats have controlled your state, and they have done nothing, and people are really hurting.
I've got to ask you about your battle with Clark County. You at the RNC, you sued them. You didn't win, but you got what you needed, I'm assuming. Is that right?
We did. We actually are about to break some news that we Clark County has just agreed to give us everything we want and then some. In terms of our lawsuit. So the lawsuit is stayed because they are complying with everything we sued on and then some more.
Does it bother you, though, that you have to go to court in order to get this stuff, which which ought to be automatic. You know, hey, you want the information? Here it is. FOIA, whatever it is. Freedom of Information Act, fine. But that wasn't enough. Yeah, you had to sue them.
Yeah, we had to sue, and we're doing this, and we just did it in Maricopa County in Arizona. I mean, this is what it takes, and we're going to sue. And a lot of it is a process, and I congratulate our lawyers who've worked so hard. And but, yeah, the attorney general should be doing that, right? They should be saying our county should abide by the law that is set forth by the state. They're not. They're not being transparent, and we need our voters to understand that we're fighting for them, and they need to go out and vote in Nevada, and we just had a big win in Clark County.
That was a huge, huge win. One of the things that's been interesting just in the last couple of days, you came out and said that Google is suppressing Republican get-out-the-vote emails. Everybody and their brother, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they all say this is going to be a get-out-the-vote kind of election. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, these charges are pretty serious. Do you have solid evidence that Google's been doing this?
Yeah, 100% we have evidence that they do it, because on the first 28 days of every month, all of our emails that go to all of our RNC emails that go to Gmail addresses get delivered 100%. But the last 4 days of every month, when we're doing get out the vote or fundraising, we go to 0% deliverability. This has been happening for 10 months. We've talked to Google. It obviously has nothing to do with our practices. And Gmail has a monopoly on the emails in this country. Google owns has 53% of the emails in this country, and they are literally suppressing voter turnout, voter registration for the Republican National Committee. This is why we have to win. Big tech should not be able to put their thumb on the scale in these elections, and Google is doing it right now. We're looking to sue. We are very seriously trying to find a way to sue. They're not a vendor of ours. It's all the people who have Gmails are just not getting RNC emails.
And based on what? When you talk to Google, what is it they tell you?
They have an excuse every month. It must be something with your sends. People must be unsubscribing. But why the last 4 days of every month for the past 10 months does this happen? It literally looks like an EKG. I can send you the chart. It is an absolute fact. I talked to my digital guy today. And we're up at 100% right now, deliverability. But we know those last 4 days of October, when we're really in the heat of the election, they'll probably continue the same pattern. So we'll be continuing some workarounds. But Google has a monopoly on the email world. And I would challenge everybody, change your search engine. There's one called FreeSpoke, now run by the Ricketts family, and get a different email if you want to receive emails from the Republican National Committee and not be censored by big tech.
Yeah, but the problem is you shouldn't have to do that. That to me is reprehensible. Do you lose sleep worried that this election is not going to be free and fair, and that voter integrity is going to be thrown out the window as we get closer to Election Day?
You know, I don't, because I have so much confidence in the American people, and I've seen a lot of these specials. You know, Virginia, we had 500 lawyers on the ground on Election Day last year. We had a war room of 30 lawyers. We were triaging in real time. And we have more poll watchers than ever, because all of a sudden we have this interested electorate who wants to be poll watchers and poll workers. We've recruited them this year. I think they're, you know, Nevada, I don't love your laws. I mean, you guys send a live ballot out to your voter roll. I don't love that. I don't think that's secure. But we have to deal with what we have, and that's the law in your state. And I think we will still win statewide in your state for Lombardo and Laxalt and these House seats.
I know that we've talked a lot about Nevada, but I want to branch out just a little bit in our final couple of minutes. The whole notion of Georgia, Herschel Walker, Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, some of these key Senate races that could dictate whether it's going to be red or it's going to be blue. Can you talk a little bit about some of those races?
Yeah, so Oz is within the margin of error. He was down about 11, so he is peaking at the right time. He was down about 11 a month ago. And the more voters in Pennsylvania get to see Fetterman, especially on crime, because he has just been egregious with voting to let terrible, violent killers out when he was on the Pennsylvania Parole Bowl, Board. And what he's done as lieutenant governor, which has been absolutely nothing. Crime is on the highest spike ever in Philadelphia. So Oz is peaking. We feel good about that. It's going to be tight. And Herschel is neck and neck with Warnock. They each would have to get over 50% to win it outright. I think we could be looking at a runoff in Georgia again, which gives me a little PTSD. So let's just win Nevada, and then we can be done, okay? Kevin, let's just win Nevada.
What about Arizona?
Arizona, again, I'm actually in Arizona right now. I'm coming to Nevada tonight. But, you know, Blake Masters has a debate tomorrow with Mark Kelly. I'm very excited about that. Blake Masters is such a strong candidate, and he finally got on the air. And what we have seen is once our candidates got on the air, after the Democrats have pummeled them all summer with millions and millions spent against them, the races have closed. So I think Blake Masters can win. If anybody's listening, go support Adam Laxalt, Blake Masters, Oz. We need these candidates to have the resources to finish strong. And the RNC, GOP.com.
And tell me what the get out the vote effort will look like. I mean, do you have boots on the ground now? Do you have the technology you need? Are you getting enough money from outside the state for this get out the vote here in Nevada?
Yeah, so we're statewide in Nevada, and we've been building this for 2 years. And you know, Kevin, we've also had the largest minority engagement we've ever had at the RNC. We have 3 community centers open in Las Vegas, an Asian, Black, and Hispanic community center. And that type of engagement, which we've been doing for the past year, along with our voter registration, which has done really well in Nevada, has put us in a good place. So the RNC's ground game's in place, and now it's going to be our volunteers that we've trained going and knocking the doors of their friends and neighbors, because that is the best way to change a vote, and that's what we've been training for the past 2 years.
April Becker will be there. So will Mark Robertson. We've got Michael McDonald's going to be there. And so will Ronna McDaniel be there. The big Republican candidate rally tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, 4735 South Durango Drive, Suite 140 here in Las Vegas. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to make election night really, really exciting as we turn this state red again. Ronna, thank you so much for all you do, and be safe getting here from Arizona tonight, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go. Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, joining us live on the program. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly.
That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. They are provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
Elvis did this on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1957.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Donnie Edwards, the next best thing to the king. You'll hear all the hits and more October 7th to the 9th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now as this show is selling out fast.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It has been a busy, busy afternoon for gentleman Jim Dallas, who's been keeping track of what's going on down on the Strip. Two reportedly dead stabbings. This was not gun stuff. This was stabbings, knife. Jim, give us what you've got here. I know the story keeps changing and the numbers keep changing as well.
Yeah, they do. Initially, we heard that there were six people that were stabbed and one person had passed away. Now we understand at least eight people have been stabbed and two people have passed away as a result of this. Now, at least four others were transported to University Medical Center. One is in critical condition, clinging to life right now as we speak. Two are in serious condition, and there is one person who is in fair condition there at UMC. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed, hope and pray for those people. Now, remember, the northbound and the southbound ramps to eastbound Spring Mountain from Interstate 15 are closed right now due to that police activity. It's also affecting the area there at Spring Mountain Road at Las Vegas Boulevard and Sands Avenue at Las Vegas Boulevard. So try to avoid those areas if you can.
Any guesstimate on when the police will reopen the streets down there?
Well, they're on scene. The deaths are involved, so it's kind of hard to get a grasp of how long that might take. But they said that they would update us again after 3 p.m. this afternoon. So maybe we'll learn more at that time.
Okay. It's just incredibly, incredibly sad. It really is. And by the way, do we have a suspect in custody, do we have any information as to motive or what this was all about?
Police are not describing anything about the suspect right now. We don't know age, sex, race, gender, that kind of thing. That's under wraps right now, but they did take a suspect in custody, so... hopefully, and they do want to remind everybody, don't panic. Everything is okay right now. We're just dealing with the aftermath of, and apparently what we're learning is a kitchen knife, a long kitchen knife was used in this incident. And I would assume since a gun was not involved, it may not make it to the national scene as of yet.
Well, we will see, and you'll be keeping track of this not only now, but throughout the afternoon on Wayne Allen Root Show. There will be updates. Stay with us. We're gonna keep this thing alive. Donald J. Trump spoke yesterday before an Hispanic